Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1648. Visible translated text is as follows, but that was because they were his pets. He had some pets around there. Q. You were there Saturday, April 26th? A. Yes, 11:45. Q. Who all did you see? A. Mr. Frank. Q. What was he doing at that time? A. He was going to the shipping room and he spoke to me. Q. Who else did you see? A. Arthur White. Q. Who else? A. Stella, I think, talking to his wife. Q. Who else? A. Corinthia Hall. Q. Who else? A. Emma Clark. Q. Who else? A. Stenographer in the office. I don't know her name. Q. Did she wear glasses? A. I am Zach, don't know. I never saw her face. Q. How did she look? A. I never paid much attention to her. Q. You got there at what time? A. 11:45. Q. How long did you stay? A. 11:50. Q. You did not see Mary Fagan? A. I saw two girls come out of the door, but I didn't know who they were. Q. How was Frank dressed? A. Frank had on a dark suit of clothes, white shirt, sleeves, and had a paper in his hands and was going to work this afternoon. About 11, Arthur said, "You are young by yourself." Then Arthur said he might write. Then Frank laughed, shut up kind of white in the face. Then was before Mama come. Q. Did Mr. Rosser question him there was any trouble on his mind? A. Yes, sir. Looked to me like he was worried. Mama went up there to get some boxes to make some slats to go up on the back window to keep the sun out. Q. How long did Frank stay in the shipping room? A. Just a few minutes, went back to the office. Q. Was he writing? A. Yes, sir. Q. Was he nervous? A. Yes, sir. Q. How come you to notice him being nervous? A. I just noticed him and Arthur talk. I looked at Frank. He looked kind of funny. Dropped his eyes when he went in the shipping room. He said, "Howdy, Miss Maud," and I said, "Howdy, Mr. Frank," was all he said to me. Q. You ever notice him being nervous before when you were around him? A. No, sir. A. Captain Pleminor Minor looked at him that hard. Q. What did Arthur White say to his wife when she went down the steps? A. She was standing at the foot of the steps, had one foot on one of the steps. Arthur was standing there, had one or fourth step. Anyway, said, "You go down and see the third floor and tell me if everything is all right." She said, "I'm liable not to come home tonight and may not come home tomorrow." Then she said, "No, I'll stay at home whether you come or not." He said, "I'm going to get on a highway." Q. Arthur said that? Yes, sir. Arthur used to get beer in the basement by Jim Beeson. Did you ever know anything about the cot being in the basement? I never did until I saw it in the paper. I have never been in the basement. I have been all over the factory, except the basement. Q. Do the girls and boys work there know anything about this basement? If they did, I never knew anything. They stand by the elevator every day at noon and go back in the dark. Q. Never heard of any of them going down in the basement? A. No, sir. Q. Did you know Mary Fagan? A. I certainly did. What kind of girl was she? A. Nice girl. Q. What kind of reputation, good or bad? A. Good reputation. Q. Never heard of her being in the factory and talk with boys wrong. She would never stand on the street. Q. What about the general reputation of the factory? A. Well, it had a pretty bad name, I should think. B.B. Smith. Sworn for the state. I took down the questions propounded there by Hugh M. Dorsey to Mrs. May Barrett, hereto attached and marked Exhibit A. This stenographic report is a full and true